Hey, this is Sam Walsh, and I'm sitting here with New Primals. They just got done doing a performance session in our live studio session in our Studio K. Right now, we are currently sitting down with them, about to ask them some questions about their band and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Could you guys give the audience your name and what you play?
My name is Sam. I play the guitar, and I play the bass, and I sing, and sometimes I play the triangle. And sometimes
you all those things.
I play basketball.
I see it.
Yeah,
wonderful. But not on stage. You don't play basketball on stage.
Not
do you?
Usually.
Not yet.
Yes. And I'm here with Andrew as well, who plays drums. And I'm among a list of other auxiliary percussion, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Cowbell.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we should precursor the questions by telling the audience what you guys are currently sitting in right now. Could you tell them a little bit about what you guys brought to our studio for your performance today?
It's our fifth band member.
Yeah. It's a sandbox.
Full of packing peanuts.
Mm-hmm. It's shaped like a turtle, but that's just its mortal form. If you saw its true form,
you might go blind.
You might go mad. Yeah. And blind. Mad blind.
All right, guys. Yeah. Enough. We'll talk about the turtle later.
Right.
I'd love to know, where are you each from, and what is it known for? So, Andrew, you want to start us off with that?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, but my grandparents were born and raised in the Ukraine.
Okay.
So I've got a little Ukrainian heritage behind me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you think Minneapolis is known for?
Definitely it's creativity, the music, the art. I mean, it's kind of hard to not see that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely our art scene.
Definitely. Sam, where are you from and what is it known for?
I am also from the great city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, United States, planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Earth.
Yeah. And to me, when I think of Minneapolis, I think of the really funny faces that you see people make when they're walking through the cold, you know, like when they scrunch their faces up.
Exactly.
I get a lot of pleasure from seeing those faces.
That's awesome. Well, it's that time of year again.
It's very right? candid.
Yeah.
Very candid.
For sure.
Very real.
For sure.
Raw.
All right. So I'd like to know next, what is the first show that either of you saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
for me.
Yeah. What's up?
It was at 7th Street Entry,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Okay, wow.
Yes, my first show was a ska show.
That was wonderful.
Awesome.
That's the second, last week we had Ballarat in, and I think the person if I remember correctly, he said that his first show was a ska show as well.
Oh, so no kidding.
I think that speaks to the Minneapolis scene as well, definitely.
Yeah. And I actually have a friend who I didn't realize until this summer played that very show in this band called Ace Troubleshooter.
Okay, wow. Small world.
It was crazy, yeah.
All right, Sam, first show, band and venue?
First show I ever saw was when I was in 7th grade. I saw the Foo Fighters.
No way.
Live at XL Energy Center.
Ooh.
That's something else.
Featuring Dave Grohl.
Featuring the
lead singer of
their
band.
Lead singer, Dave Grohl. He
Good.
Started the band.
I'm glad he
the
showed
Foo Fighters.
Up. Yeah.
Not Fool Fighters. It's Foo Fighters.
Foo, just to be correct.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so... speaking of the Minneapolis scene, when you guys think of Minnesota, who is the most iconic musician or performer that comes to mind?
Oh, God. I mean,
so many.
There are so many. I gotta say that Prince really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to
ignore.
Avoid that.
Yeah.
It's he deserves that recognition.
Yeah.
And really helped put Minneapolis on the spot with music. But you know. Like Sam said, there are so many other ones, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it depends what genre of music you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Definitely.
I mean, I can think of a lot of different artists and bands that are icons in different ways,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like The Replacements is a huge one for me,
for
too.
Sure.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Prince, they're all super different from each other, but...
Yeah.
I don't think you can necessarily compare and contrast those types of...
No.
No.
They all sit in their own realm and are...
Kind of like
known for what they do,
the realm that we're sitting in.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
The turtle realm.
Turtle realm.
So okay. So speaking of the turtle realm,
yes.
I kid you not. So we've got a question from our listeners. So Carrie from St. Paul wants to. I think she's seen some other shows with members of this band or other bands that you guys have been in, and
sure.
she wants to know. The question is, what inspires you when picking your props before a show? You know.
Interesting.
You know, what I've noticed is a lot of it just comes out of spontaneity and just kind of joking around.
It
about
is
stuff.
Very spontaneous. Sometimes we'll sit in the practice space and just kind of riff off each other and try to make each other
totally
laugh with any crazy ideas.
Sure. And I think like 75% of the ideas we come up with are just way too ridiculous to actually do.
Sure.
But then it's like, going fishing.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of an idea that you weren't able to do here today?
Yeah. Well, we were going to actually fill the sandbox full of milk.
Yeah. Instead of packing peanuts, we were going to fill our lovely sandbox with milk.
You know, 1% the logistics 2%? Of transportation and getting this out.
Yeah, well, thank you for not doing that, to be honest with you. That would
have
we just cleaned and rearranged the studio. That would have been less clean after that, I would argue.
Yeah. True.
Definitely. Very cool.
I'm super happy we chose packing peanuts because it's actually very comfortable.
Yeah.
Good cushion.
I don't know if you can hear it.
I think I can fit in here
it right now.
Yeah. We're both sitting comfortably. Could live in here.
Mm-hmm. I think we should
start charging.
We're just going to live in Radio K studio. Yeah. If that's all right.
It'll be in the stairs. Cool. If you're listening right now and you're very interested if you want to see this sandbox turtle that they brought in, make sure to check out the music video that we're going to have on our website in a couple weeks. Moving on, I hate to break you up from eating packing peanuts right now. I'd love to know how did New Primal start? How did the band form?
Started with Eric, the bassist, and I. Mm-hmm. I had seen his old band, Congo Rats, play, and we grew a friendship from that, and I lived with the guitarist for a while. And eventually we just knew we wanted to write together, so it happened, and then we went on a journey to find a guitarist. And after seeing Burn Fetish, Sam's a very talented person, so made sense.
Yeah, and I actually, I had known you pretty vaguely through shows, and same with Eric, but I had never really even had a super personal conversation with you guys, and showed up at the practice space one day, and everything fell together really, really quickly, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, some of the stuff you had, I feel like my parts were almost already written for it, you know?
Interesting.
Just Sam did a lot of work before even getting into the practice space.
Sure.
Eric and I had been recording samples of our work just, as reference.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we brought it to Sam and it made the process so much smoother.
Very interesting.
Sam actually came into the space with half, if not most of the songs fully fleshed out.
Mm-hmm. And there are five songs, I believe, or five or six on the EP.
On the EP, there are five songs.
There's five songs,
yep. Very cool. And then let's talk a little about some new songs.
Sure.
So you guys said that you played three new songs in this live performance today. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, two of them we have been playing live.
Yeah.
The one that is, completely new is Wax Poets. Mm-hmm. It was the third song we played today. And, the other two...
And new is kind of a weird term for it, because, especially that last one, it's new because we didn't record it, but we've actually been playing that one since basically we started.
Ah, interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's been a part of our set for a while.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So it kind of harkens back to, pre-New Primals. New Primals, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the idea of our EP, it actually has one song that was kind of written with Sam. The other songs were mostly, kind of fleshed out before Sam, and then Sam came and wrote the guitar parts. And then I think maybe two of the songs, Beta Decay and Vulgar Hymns, were really our, songs that we had all written together as a band, and then it's kind of like a timeline, and now these new ones are going to be on the next record, and it'll be progress of the band,
Sure. As the singer, Sam, did you write the lyrics on coming in this project a bit later, it seems like? Did you help out with the lyrics on the new EP as well?
Yeah. Well, actually, I wrote all the lyrics for the album in a pretty different way than I typically have. A lot of the time, I don't spend a lot of time on lyrics, with bands I've been in the past, I will even typically just kind of shout random stuff while we're playing through the song.
Mm-hmm.
But this band, I kind of wanted to be a little bit more pointed and, I guess, intentional with my lyrics. So that's definitely something that's getting used to, kind of coming at it from that angle and actually writing your lyrics down and
a notebook instead of
shouting
random words.
Making it real.
Making it real.
Nice. That's awesome. That's cool to hear how that all kind of formulated. That's wonderful. Well, talking about the future, before we get going here, I'd love to know what's something, one specific thing that you guys are looking forward to most in the future in terms of New Primals. You know, we talked about a show coming up. You guys have new material coming out.
I really hope we get to play a pool party at some point.
Oh, like
that'd
a,
be pretty
like
cool.
A, like in the pool. Really?
Like in the,
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Ideally, at the top of a water slide.
Ooh.
That would be
like playing down the slide.
Yeah, and right at the last note, we all jump onto the slide and slide down.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Would you want to watch it from up there or below? You know, so then you could see you guys come down the slide.
That's a good question. I think people, you know how water slides typically have a line leading up to the water slide? Mm-hmm. People will line up for the water slide and they'll pass by us. So in order to actually see the show, you have to wait in line.
Oh, gotcha. And so it's like, you know, we've got punk bowling here, but we need like a punk water slide.
Exactly.
Like a punk water park.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the next big thing.
Wonderful. Instead of a wave pool, it'd be a mosh pool where you just like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I want to say that I'm pretty excited to have our newest guitarist, Preston. Mm-hmm. Who has worked with Sam in the past with Burn Fetish. We've only just begun, like, started to write new stuff, and it'll be nice to have Preston's creative input.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Last quick question then. So with Sam's new input and these three new songs, right, you guys seem to be working quite a lot on this project, turning out, like, you have a lot of material. Do you guys know when you'll... put the next EP out or anything like that?
I think we're going to be shooting for an LP.
Oh, wonderful.
But no real date set just because there's more work to be done. We have a lot of backlog content to work through and see what we want to throw out.
Yeah, it's tough putting a date or a deadline on that sort of thing because you want it to come naturally.
You don't want to rush it.
Force anything. And all of our songs are like a minute and a half, 2 minutes long, so it's going to be... A process getting enough material to actually put on an LP. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely, yeah. You just heard New Primals live in our studio here at Radio K. You can check them out online with their new EP called Wraith, or in real life this December 27th playing at the Nomad. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.